With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Three big announcements relating to the continuing transformation of St. Louis's economy, and they all came within the same day. I'm Michael Calhoun, and let's break this down with my Nothing Impossible co-host, Travis Sheridan. We talk about innovation on a weekly basis. Hey, Travis.
Hey, Michael. Wow. Busy day. Busy news cycle in St. Louis, huh?
Really? This is the kind of stuff that's fun to cover, though. First of all, you've got Accenture, which plans to add 1,400 new jobs. That's in West County. They're opening an advanced technology center near Maryville University. That's a big number of jobs. They're brand new to the region. They don't exist. They expect them over the next 5 years, but they're hoping to fill all of them locally. I guess, Travis, that's maybe why they're near Maryville University.
You know, Maryville has quickly been climbing the ranks of a well-established, well-respected institution, and you know they're turning out wonderful graduates, and so it makes a lot of sense for a company like Accenture to get close to that talent. It's the same reason people get close to St. Louis University or WashU or Harris Stowe. Like, we want to be corporates need to be close to talent, and Maryville has talent.
And one of the reasons that, for instance, Square, after they were founded, they had to move to San Francisco was because they didn't think they could find, at the time, this was several years ago, they didn't think they could find the technical talent in St. Louis. And now, major multinational consulting firm says, we're going to create 1,400 new tech jobs in St. Louis, and we think the region can handle it. Is that a good sign of progress?
Absolutely. I mean, if you think about the gold rush back in California, people said, there's gold in them thar hills. Well, there's talent. And then there are plains. We don't have hills, so I can't keep the analogy going forward. But there's talent here, and yeah, it's definitely an indicator of the growing talent base in St. Louis.
And as we think about the different industries that St. Louis really has a niche in, the USDA works in agriculture. Ag is certainly one of those. And 1,000 of those USDA employees will be moving to downtown St. Louis. They're leaving the Goodfellow Federal Center. There have been concerns about hazardous substance contamination there for years. So this is a better working environment for them. And even though this doesn't open up a building downtown that's currently closed, it does help to fill up some space in a major tower, the Metropolitan Square building. And for the restaurants and the other businesses downtown, I guess it will be a boost for them.
Sure, it's definitely a boost. We talk a lot about the need for greater density in downtown. I do want to say it is a little bit of a blow for North St. Louis. It's evacuating a job center that was there. But as you mentioned, there's been concerns about, the environmental issues out at the Goodfellow location. But I do think it's incumbent on the city to address the environmental factors in North St. Louis so that it can also be a job center in the future.
And that Goodfellow Center is, I don't want to call it a fortress, but it's really well protected. There's not much interaction with the outside world. And right. The National Geospatial Intelligence Agency is also coming to North St. Louis. It's also going to be a highly secure facility, but they hope to do a better job of connecting with and integrating with and boosting the surrounding community. And in fact, there's a new organization called GeoFutures, and they kind of want to do what BioSTL has done by funding startups and providing lab space in ag and medicine. They want to do that with geospatial or mapping technology. But their real challenge, it seems like, is going to be, how do you connect this highly secure facility and industry with the surrounding community?
Yeah, I mean, there are, I don't know exactly how many neighborhoods, because of our fractured nature, but there are at least 5 to probably 7 neighborhoods and districts just surrounding the new geospatial location there in off of Jefferson slash Parnell, depending on how you're driving on that street. And it is going to be incumbent on that investment, that development, making an impact, a positive impact on the surrounding community. And I think that what I'm most optimistic about is that BioSTL has laid a pretty good foundation. Like they've shown, they almost have a playbook on how to do this. Admittedly, they haven't always done it right, but they've done it pretty well. And if GeoFutures can, you know, take that playbook and make modifications to continue to, you know, engage the community, then this is a big win.
Big win and big day overall for St. Louis. We'll talk more in depth about it coming up Sunday on Nothing Impossible, presented by BioSTL at 7 p.m. We'll also take you to a lab that's been reconstructed at home. Working from home for scientists isn't as easy as it might be for you and me. We'll get a little bit of a taste of what it's been like for them. So we'll talk about that Sunday, Travis.
We're not talking about a meth lab, though, right? Because those have been like in-home labs for a long time. We are talking about legit.
Hold on. Dr. Walter White. Oh, I might have to double check that. Just kidding. JK. Thank you, Travis.
Thank you. We'll see you Sunday.